The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yesterday, we talked off the air, and I've talked about this earlier on the show. I went to Penny's availability where he talked about that they've lost the fandemonium. And I wasn't planning to write about Penny's availability, but when he said all the things he said, the column really does mostly just writes down what he said, and I have some reflections on it. But when you just take the topic as a whole, what's your reaction to what Penny said and to where they are?
Well, I think there's a lot of things that go into it. I don't think it's any just, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, you could sit down, you could draw a pie chart of reasons that, you know, Memphis basketball attendance is not what it once was, at least in terms of attendance now, or official turnstile, whatever. Now, if you want to use announced attendance, you know, a ticket sold, whatever, that's going to be a very different conversation. But I know that we're focused on, you know, a turnstile, which, you know, I don't know if every other community is focused on the turnstile or not. But there's no doubt that the atmosphere isn't what it used to be there. And, you know, I would say it's a lot of things. I would say it's the perception of downtown and you know, Memphis as a whole. Everything is kind of going the other way, or has been going the other way, in terms of, you know, excitement and things like that. I think it's about the conference, which is just a complete snoozer for 2.5 months of the season. And you know what? I think it is about internally what the program has done on the court. You know, at some point, yes, in an ideal world, everybody would attend and everybody would go and everybody would just support, and this would be fantastic. And man, no matter what happens, we're just going to support this team. But in a big city where you have other things to do, and you have the Grizzlies and you have other things, you know, I do think it's incumbent upon the product at some point to give back to the fans. And let's just call it what it is. It hasn't done that. It hasn't done that. There have been moments. There have been flashes. There have been little glimpses of, you know, the 5 seed last year. But of course, you lose in the first round. You know, let me say,
because I fundamentally agree. Like, if I was to rank the reasons, right, I think literally my number one reason would be winning, right? Even more than conference. Right. Because if you were in a conference getting your ass kicked, I'm not, you know, but they both matter. Those would be 1 and 1A very clearly. Right. Level of accomplishment and conference, meaning how compelling are the games. Right. Those 1 and 1A. Jeffrey went Price. And I think that's a factor. And then there's the downtown, and then there's the turnover, and then there's all that stuff. But could you agree with me that winning and the conference are 1 and 1A in some order?
Yes.
OK. Here's the one question I have then. Like, last year they were great. Why didn't it get better last year? Like, last year they won. Now, last year they rolled through their non-conference schedule, should have created great excitement. Yeah, we didn't really see an uptick in frenzy because it needs.
Yeah. I mean, because everybody's gone. I mean, there's no.
Everybody's like, gone. They're gone.
That team's not coming back.
Oh, I see. I meant during the year. Oh, I see. You think they could have built off of that.
Oh, well, during the year, no. During the year, no. It's a lagging indicator.
It's a building thing. And no matter, and they're gone, and they didn't go on a run either. You know,
they lost the first round. They lost in the first round to a freaking Mountain West team, you know, a 12 seed. It's kind of depressing, really, when you think about it. And the biggest pieces of that team, Dane, Tyrese, PJ, et cetera, they don't play here anymore. So, you know, you're not going to have like this mid-season explosion. You know, that's not how season tickets happen.
No, you're
right. It's done in the off season where you're building up to an anticipated season, and people aren't anticipating the seasons anymore. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be interested when the games start, but they're not sitting around. Where's the Derrick Rose billboards? You know,
well,
where's
the truth
hype?
Is that if you start with like, and again, I'm not saying he could have kept it at the fever pitch of his first year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we went over the numbers recently. I don't have them in front of me now. But the numbers his first year were staggering, right? Both
yeah.
in terms of the announced attendance was great, season tickets were great, and whatever. And then honestly, if we're just going to be honest here, he hasn't delivered. There was great excitement 8 years ago.
Yes.
And then he hasn't been able to sustain that excitement.
It's not unlike, honestly,
like Ryan Silverfield has done a better job lately of doing that, right? But Ryan Silverfield started with a great season ticket base too, right?
Right.
And it's been, and neither one of them, Ryan's doing a hell of a lot better, whatever. Both actually are coming off of good years, and Ryan's in the midst of something maybe special now. So maybe that will be a generator. But neither one of them was able to hold on to what they had, right? Because in the end, they didn't deliver.
They didn't like Memphis sports has not delivered.
That's just true. None of them.
You know,
delivered? And women's soccer's delivered.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I just think we have to start with the internal accountability. Like I know that there are people out there who are of the mind that, you know, no matter what, people should be, but like this isn't New Mexico, okay, where there's literally nothing else to do. This isn't Iowa, where there's, you know, I mean, I went through a list of programs that have had a Sweet 16 drought of 16 that have made a Sweet 16, right? And then have a drought of 16, 14, 12 years or more. And how many of those programs still average 8,000 a game, let alone 11,000 a game, which is what Memphis announced last year. There's only 21 teams in the country. There's only 21 teams in America. It's Division I of 300. I don't even know how many there are now, over 350. Only 21 teams in the country have had a Sweet 16 drought of, let's call it, 11 years or more and still average over 8,000.
That is more than I would have thought, honestly.
Well, when you look through the teams themselves, it's really not. First of all, how about this? How about we boil it down to non-Power Five? Let's do that. Let's really boil it down. So that leaves you with the following teams: Dayton, Memphis, New Mexico, and Utah State, and Boise State. So five teams.
And now you're going to disparage those fine communities and saying they're boring.
Well, what stands out to you about that list of when I
big
roll it down to five?
Boise, schools.
Boise, Dayton.
No, not
Memphis,
Boise's not a basketball school.
New Mexico,
I'm surprised Boise does, honestly.
And Utah State.
Jeffrey, you were about to speak.
No, I mean the first thing is like not all of those are like very standalone program. Like there's not an NBA team. There's not a, you know what I mean? There's not.
And they're in like the Midwest or.
They're basically you're saying they're places where there's nothing else to do.
100%. And so
they're certainly not competing with the Grizzlies. Right.
Memphis stands out amongst that group. And the rest is Power Five. The rest is like your, you know, your Ole Miss, your Mississippi, and Ole Miss obviously just made the Sweet 16.
Okay, well, here's the thing. You're saying there should be some internal accountability because, listen, if they just kick ass, we wouldn't have this problem, right?
Correct.
How about the issue, though, that you constantly also bring up? They don't have the revenue anymore because a lot of it goes to football or because of whatever. They don't have the revenue anymore to kick ass.
Well, I mean, I think they have enough to eventually, I mean, make a Sweet 16.
He did talk about this, by the way. He said we have far and away the most in conference.
Right.
He said that yesterday. You know. And then he said, and we're not too shabby out of conference. That's what he said.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they have come into some more money, and that there will be more money ultimately. I mean, look, here's the facts. Penny Hardaway should have a Sweet 16 by now.
100%.
He just should. And I mean, he had more money than Florida Atlantic, right? When they lost Florida Atlantic in 2023, he was up 10 at the half against Gonzaga. You know, you're a big favorite in that. I mean, I know it's Gonzaga, but, you know, you're up 10, and you have Jalen Duren, and you have Amani Bates in that group, you know? So Penny Hardaway should have at least one Sweet 16 under his belt, and I could argue two, and he has none. And so – look, I love Penny. I love the growth he's shown the last couple of years. I am hopeful about his season. But when we're going to have this conversation about attendance and why there isn't hype about the team, it's because there isn't hype about the team. That's the problem.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. And I think your broader thing, actually, about these – is it fair to say Memphis football hasn't delivered? Like, is it fair to say that no Memphis? Is it fair to say that the Grizzlies
haven't been to the conference championship game? So no, they have not delivered.
They've had if not the best job in the league the last few years.
Okay, is it fair to say the Grizzlies haven't delivered?
Yes,
because they haven't. Certainly, the last 2 years they really haven't delivered. They've been disappointing.
They looked like they would be a finals contender.
But they haven't delivered. If that's what we're saying. Delivered on the promise of what we expected. The Tigers basketball team has not delivered on the promise that we expected, right? Even not the multiple Final Fours, but just the Grizzlies have not delivered on the promise that we thought when John Jaren were, you know.
Yes.
And Memphis football hasn't delivered on the promise. Maybe they will this year. They're the ones who feel closest to doing it this year on the promise that I think that's not fair.
I think that's completely fair because – let's just, I know we think what we think about the Grizzlies right now, but the Memphis Grizzlies in 2021, 22, and 2023 were coming off of two straight seasons where they were the two seed. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically they should have a Western Conference Finals by now, and they do not for a lot of different reasons, but they do not. So Memphis basketball.
What's weird
should
is
have,
they're all a little bit prisoner of having established expectations for themselves by succeeding and then failing to live up to those expectations.
Well, and also I think it even applies to the Grizzlies. There's also this changing landscape. Like in the NBA, being a two seed used to be like just a pass at least to the next round. Now with the play-in, with everybody not really taking the regular season seriously, like the seven seed was the Lakers.
Right.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.